So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Mishikine le ishtei v'nistera. If a woman was secluded after her husband's warning, afila shama ma'ifa pereach, yitzi v'yitin ksuba div Rebbe Yezer. Rebbe Yezer on Daf Beis holds, stira al pi eid echad, oy al pi atzmai, which Rashi here explains, stira loy boye eidus, afila eved, afila shivcha, nemonin, dehainu nami ko'ifa pereach. We do not require two legitimate witnesses. Rather, any source, even a slave or any otherwise disqualified person, can testify to the seclusion. Therefore, Rashi continues, Hilkach Nasra Lov, she becomes forbidden to him unless she is cleared by drinking the water. Vim Eina writes Lahashkaisa, Yetziv Yitin Ksuba. If he doesn't want to have her drink, he has no other option but to divorce her. However, he has to pay her Ksuba because it's his choice. Rabbi Shua Aimer, Achi Yisu Vyitnu Ba Moisaris Bilavana. Rabbi Shua and Daf Beis holds, Stira al Pishnayim. Seclusion does require two valid witnesses, and the testimony of an Eved, etc., is not sufficient. Nevertheless, if our promiscuity is the subject of gossip, it's proper for him to divorce her. However, he has to pay her ksuba because she's not forbidden to him. Meikar Adin. The Mishnah continues, Amar Eid Echad, Ani Re'isiho She'nitmas, Loi Hoysa She'isa. Following a verified seclusion, a single witness suffices to verify her defilement, and she does not drink the waters. Furthermore, V'loi oid, el afila eved afila shifcha hare'elu nemanim afila paisa miksubasa. Even a slave can testify to her defilement to cause her to forfeit her ksuba. The Mishnah continues, Chamaisa uvas chamaisa, v'tzerasa v'yavimta uvas baila hare'elu nemanis. Even women who are assumed to be hostile towards her, such as her mother-in-law or her husband's sister or daughter, may testify to her defilement. However, v'loi lepaisa miksubasa ela shalei tishta. She does not lose her ksuba based on their testimony. They are believed only in that she does not drink and must therefore divorce. The Mishnah now explains the source that one witness can testify to her defilement. Shehaya b'din. Logically, we would presume that we require two witnesses based on the Kavul Chaymer. Umam edis rishayna. She'ena sarta isur oylam ena miskayemes bepachas mishnayim. If we require two witnesses to testify to a mere warning, edus achreina. Certainly, we should require two witnesses to her defilement, which forbids her permanently. Therefore, the pasuk tells us, even an eid echad. The Gemara explains that the pasuk says, "V'shachiv ish oisa, v'nistra v'hinitma v'eid einba, v'hilo nitfasa." She is considered defiled even if eid einba there is no eid. The eid einba b'shnayim akasim adaber. The word aid refers to two witnesses, because the pasuk says lo yokum aid echad be'ish, that one witness does not suffice for most testimonies. The superfluous echad teaches us kamokum shnemer aid harikan shnayim ash yifelucha akasim echad. The word aid itself refers to two witnesses, unless the pasuk explicitly states one, as it does in this pasuk. Therefore, aid aimba in reference to saita means trei lesba elachad. There aren't two witnesses, but there is one witness. And therefore, v'hilo nitfas asura. Since she was not coerced, she is forbidden because the single witness is believed. Now that we have established that betuma eidach mehemen, the Mishnah now questions the need for two witnesses to the seclusion, based on the Kavul Chaymer and the reverse. Kavul Chaymer le'edis harishayin me'ato, uma'am eidis achrayin sharisarta isra oilam harayim eskeimis be'edachod. If one witness is accepted regarding the defilement, which forbids her permanently, Eidus Rishayna, She'ena Sarta Yisraelam, Eina Din Shetiskayim Be'ed Echad, certainly one witness should suffice for the seclusion. The Gemara explains that the answer to this question is addressed by the Pasuk V'eid Eim Ba, and the Brisa expounds Ba V'loi B'stira. One witness only suffices for the defilement, not for the seclusion. The Mishnah now explains that defilement that does not follow seclusion certainly does require two witnesses, because Tam Alaymer, Kimotzaba ervas davar, ulahalanu aimer al pishnayim edim yakun davar, malahalan al pishnayim avkan pishnayim. The gzereshav of the word davar teaches us that matters of erva require two witnesses. The Mishnah discusses several cases where there are conflicting witnesses. Eid aimer nitmis, ve'eid aimer loy nitmis, if one witness testifies that she was defiled, while a second witness claims that he was present at the time in question and she was not defiled. Ishai meres nitmis, v'ishai meres loy nitmis. Or if the conflicting testimonies were by two witnesses who are only valid in regard to saita, haisa shaisa, she does drink the waters because the two testimonies serve to cancel each other out, and we are left with our original doubt. However, the Gemara challenges this from a statement of Rish Lakish. Wherever the Torah accepts the testimony of one witness, it is considered like the testimony of two witnesses. Therefore, the second witness who testified that she is not defiled should not be believed, because it's as if he is challenging the testimony of two witnesses who are already testified that she was defiled. The Gemara suggests two answers. Amar Ula, Tani loy haisa shaisa. The correct reading of the Mishnah is that she does not drink because of this very reason. Or Rebchi Amar kan bevas achas kan bezachar ze. The Mishnah is discussing when both witnesses testify toich kedei dibur, within moments of each other. Therefore, the first witness never achieved the status of two witnesses, because his testimony wasn't accepted in Bezin before he was contradicted. Rish Lakish, on the other hand, was discussing a typical case where the first witness was accepted and is therefore considered like two witnesses, and the second witness cannot later contradict him. The Mishnah discusses additional scenarios. Echad ayim nitmes v'shnayim ayimer loy nitmes. One witness says that she was defiled, while two others testify that she was not defiled. Haisa shaisa, she does drink the bitter waters. The Gemara points out that this implies hachad v'chad lehaisa shaisa. If there were contradictory single witnesses, she would not drink in support of Ula. However, the Mishnah concludes shnayim oimrim nitmes ve'echad oimer loy nitmes. If two witnesses claim that she was defiled, while one other says that she was not defiled, lehaisa shaisa, she does not drink the waters. In this case, the implication is hachad v'chad, haisa shaisa. If there were contradictory single witnesses, she would drink in support of Rebchia. Then the Gemara answers that these inferences are incorrect. Rather, kula bibsuli edus. The Mishnah is telling us that two invalid witnesses, such as women, can override one valid witness, as Reb Nechemya says. Kamakim shemina tayra eid echad, halach achar reiv deyoiz, v'asur shtey noshim be'ish echad, Whenever the Torah accepts the testimony of one witness, women and slaves are equally valid, and we accept the testimony of the majority, even when it's two women against one man. However, others argue that the halacha is that if the valid witness testifies first, his testimony carries the weight of two witnesses, and no number of women or slaves can challenge him. According to this opinion, we must understand Reb Nechemya's statement as follows. Kamakim shemina Torah eid echad, halach achar reib deyos, v'astur shtey noshim b'isha achas, k'shnei anoshim b'isha echad. We follow the majority of opinions only when they are all equally invalid, all are women, etc. However, aval shtey noshim b'isha echad, ki palgo palgo dami, two women are equal to one man. The Mishnah, on the other hand, is discussing da'asoy isha meikara, the original single witness was also invalid. Therefore, we definitely follow the majority opinion. Hanulach Mishakine, we have Baruch Hashem completed the sixth parak of Masechta Saita, and we continue with the seventh parak, Eilu Nemarin, in the next daf, Be'ezras Hashem.